This is a taped interview with Mr. Plingman Jackson, political editor of the Youngstown Vindicator, conducted on 24 April 1974 by Emmett C. Schaefer. The subject is the Depression in Youngstown, 1933
to 1937. Jackson, would you discuss briefly how you got into the newspaper business? Well, I graduated from the University of Colorado in 1929. I went to work with the Edison Company and applied for newspaper job. That fall, September 1929, I went to work for the Vindicator. And I've been there ever since.
What has been your primary responsibility as the Vindicator?
I was a general reporter and labor reporter in the 1937 steel strike. And I became the political editor in 1937. And I've been that ever since.
Do you recall what the relief setup was in Youngstown prior to the Depression?
Well, the Allied Consul, an agency of the Community Corporation, handled relief. And by 1933 or before, there were some 15,000 families in Youngstown alone on relief. The burden became tremendously heavy for private handling. And that's how the government come to get into it. The state government got into relief. The administration of Governor George White, Governor Martin Davey, made considerable appropriations for relief in the county. The county relief setup was, of course, on a subdivision basis up until 1935. The Welfare Act was passed in 35. I think I was the author of that, setting up the county welfare department in Ohio.
How did...
gasoline fund for relief. of course, all that was spent had to be accounted for.
What? What year was
that? That'd be about 1935 or 36 in there. But it, this process has been going on some time. They're having frequent sessions of the legislature when they find a few million and they would distribute it principally to the largest counties where they had the most severe relief problems. Who was relief head here in the 30s and later, gave me the estimate of how much money we needed here. And what I did was in line with the legislative practice then, we raised the amount because it was coming anyway, we could see. And we got as much as we could. But it did put the Mahoning County Relief Administration on a good basis, and they were able to stay in the black from then on.
This is 1935?
I think it was 35.
Did Mahoning County or Youngstown get any money from the federal government?
Federal relief, I do not believe that these things you have to check by the records, but I think that the direct relief came through the state. The state government and the local governments provided the relief money. The federal government came through with money for CWA, Civil Works Administration, WPA, PWA. WPA was a little more sophisticated work program. Quite a few buildings were built and that sort of thing on WPA. I believe the Lowellville City Hall was a WPA project. Then PWA came along, which was a little still more sophisticated than the WPA and involved projects that took time planning and that sort of thing. But the CWA program was a program of projects that somebody virtually pulled out of their head and started them doing. I remember one of the complaints was that they cleaned the ditches so much that the water all ran away instead of soaked into the ground. And I've heard complaints that one of the reasons the water level dropped was the CWA. It cleaned out everything so much that the water didn't soak in it, it went off.
Did these relief efforts, did they assist the people in surviving?
The people survived very well. There was very rarely a case of what you call starvation. I never remember in the period of covering but one absolute case of starvation. And this was a man, a rural man, who was too proud to accept any relief and really starved and did.
Are there any people that are still alive that you recommend for interviews on the relief effort in Youngstown?
Well, there are quite a number of people that were involved, and if you catch anybody my age who lived here at the time, probably can tell you something about what went on.
Well, do you have any names of the officials that administered?
Well, Noble came in and headed the CWA, and he's gone. Where he is now, I do not know. But I do know that he had an office in the Mahoning Bank, and they were up all night putting people to work. And I do know that they put people to work without regard to race, religion, or color, or political affiliation. At that time, we were closer together than we are now, and it was a matter of human survival, and people improvised, and a lot of people lived simply, and there wasn't as much suffering as you might think, although there was some. And everybody was worried about where the next meal was coming from. But somehow or other, we managed to eat, usually.
Was there any corruption or political favoritism in the relief program whatsoever?
Well, I think it was at a very minimum during the whether or not you were more graspy or others, and you had to watch, or they got the lion's share relief and other people didn't get any. You always had that problem.
Harry Hopkins threatened to close down all federal funds in support of the Mahoning County Relief Program based on a statement that allegedly made by Mr. Farrell, who was perhaps the Democratic County Commissioner.
John J. Farrell.
Yes.
Was Democratic District Chairman.
Are you familiar with that?
Hopkins?
Yes.
Oh. No, I don't. I'm not familiar with that. I don't remember that episode as having been very exciting. I remember when Governor Davey told Hopkins, if he come into Ohio, he'd kill him. There was some fight between the state government and Hopkins. Well, Hopkins came to Ohio and he didn't do any box. Oh, they worked it out. There was an argument over relief and how to handle it, I guess.
Was it a political argument?
No, Davey and Farrell and Hopkins are all of the same party, Democrats. I don't know. People can take a lot
was probably decorated, I believe, in 1931 in a communist parade in downtown Youngstown. There was an riot down on Basin Street, and a lot of them, we then had police on horseback. A lot of people were, I think some 77 taken to hospital. That's when the communists came around here. After that, Foster spoke on Central Square. There was considerable communist agitation for that.
Was
Harrison
a Democrat?
Yes.
Moore a Democrat?
Yes.
And then who voted?
Lionel Evans, 1935. Republican. The mayors of Youngstown, however, were not elected as Democrats or Republicans at that time. From 1923 to 1930, the mayors of Youngstown were elected on nonpartisan tickets under the charter. Usually there was a Republican candidate and a Democratic candidate, just the party supported. And the party supported Heffernan,
do anything to help laid-off workers in Youngstown, the labor groups?
At the outbreak of the Depression here, the labor unions were very weak. I think they did what they could within the limits of their capacity. But outside of the draft unions and such organizations, few units of the Amalgamated Iron and Steel Workers, and most of the workers of the Youngstown area were not unionized or in company unions. Some of the company unions tried to help too.
Did companies help their unemployed workers?
A good many companies did.
How did they?
Well, they did it by rotating work to give everyone a little bit of work. They did it, for example, if I recall, the school districts, for the most part, would not employ a married woman as a teacher. The idea being that the breadwinner in the family that had employment, that was the first consideration. The companies on the whole paid attention to giving some work to the breadwinners first. The companies, I mean, in a good many cases, individually, took credit for a good many people also. A lot of it you never hear about, where they stood for their grocery bills and things like that. But that varied from one company to another. Of course, the companies themselves were in bad shape financially, a good many of them at that time.
So Medicare in March of 33 mentioned that the McCallum of IS Council was arguing over a one cent reduction in electrical rates for the consumer. How was that ever resolved? Or if it was ever resolved?
Well, electrical power rates are regulated by the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio, and they operate under franchises granted by the city council. And there's been arguments between the city council and the utilities every time rate prices come up. Quite often, how this individual one eventuated, I do not know.
Could you go into just a little bit on the steel strike in 1937?
Well, the first unionizing effort here in Mahoning County, organized under the Steelworkers Organizing Committee. And the steelworkers, John L. Lewis, hired some communist organizers. And one of the most famous of these organizers came to Youngstown. He had Gus Hall, who now heads the Communist Committee nationally. And Gus Hall and Stevens or Stevenson, whichever you prefer, were in here organizing. John L. Mayo, a United Mine Workers man, came here. And the little strike in the little steel was called in Youngstown. And meeting in the old, what is it, the Eagles Hall, or Roof Hall.
Got it.
hand out the door as somebody got at it. I didn't get out till next daylight, 11 o'clock the next morning. But they would push up time. I told you to stay here and ask it after.
I guess
this is the end of the tape with the interview of Mr. Klingon Jackson.